Good evening, everyone. I call the special meeting of the Warwick City Council on April 11, 2024, to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks? Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Eight present.
Thank you. Councilman McElroy, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Good evening, everyone. Councilman Ricks is unable to attend, but he has a very good reason, and I will let him make that announcement when he attends the next council meeting. So now the purpose of the meeting this evening is to reconsider PCR 33-24, which is 2024-322, City Hall Plaza Sites Improvements. So the first thing I need to do is get a motion to reconsider. We'll get a second on that, and then I'll do a vote to reconsider. Then we will bring up the topic. I'm going to have the city solicitor kind of give us a recap of how we got here. I believe the administration would like to speak, and then we will the council work. So first up, do I have a motion to reconsider PCR 33-24? Councilman Howe.
Move for reconsideration.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman McElroy and Councilman Gephardt.
Voice votes.
Okay, all those in favor of reconsideration, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? One opposed. Ward 5. Any abstentions? Okay, we are now to hear PCR 33-24. So would the mayor like to speak first or the city solicitor? Why don't we have the solicitor give us a recap how we got here this evening?
Thank you, Mr. President. So as you recall, when we were last here on this matter, there were two bidders in total for, is it on? Yeah, I believe it is. The light is on, so.
You don't mind just going closer to that.
Okay.
The volume seems to be lower tonight.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold it like this. So there were two bidders before you, and it was Bentley Construction and Bentley Building and Tower Construction. The recommendation from the administration, based upon a review by their consultant, Beta, was that we go with Tower Construction because there were issues, deficiencies with the bid that was provided by Bentley. You ultimately awarded the bid to Tower Construction. The next day, Bentley went to court. My office was present. Bentley was present. There was no one there at that point from Tower Construction. One of the arguments that Bentley made that I believe the judge felt resonated was that, hey, there were deficiencies in Tower Construction's bid also they too should have been disqualified. So the judge decided that was something worth hearing. And what the judge did is put down a hearing date of April 17th, notice to all of the parties. Shortly thereafter, legal counsel for both Tower Construction and Bentley Building got together, and they basically came to this conclusion that if the judge found that there were deficiencies in both bids, the judge was simply going to order that they be thrown out and you rebid and just start all over again. So counsel for the two companies thought no need to go through that whole process. We agreed with that. And instead, they decided, let's just do a last best offer bid. Only two companies that had bid, the same two companies would do a last best offer, and they would dismiss the litigation if they went forward along those lines. And that's basically what happened. Before we even got to, obviously, April 17th, which hasn't arrived yet, they put in their last best offer. The time was to submit by 3 p.m. on April 5th. They did so. The bids were opened at 4 p.m. Based upon, again, a review of the bids, checking compliance with all of the requirements of the RFP, the administration now has a recommendation for you to accept the lowest qualified bidder, which is Bentley Builders. So I'm open to any questions about what happened and why we're here today. But basically, we're here because the parties themselves decided the best way to do this was to rebid. And they also agreed to be bound by the results. And the litigation has been dismissed.
Thanks, Solicitor. So that's how we'd like to do it. I would like, if there's any questions from council members on the process, we'll take the process up right now, and then we'll move on to the actual item before us. So on on the process as a whole, I think this was a bumpy ride. And I think we need to make sure that we put stopgaps in place as we move forward. We had two good companies that came before us. We want companies to feel confident when they bid on jobs, especially big jobs like this. This is a top priority. I know for the mayor, this is in Ward 7, top priority for me as well. We want this to be a shining example and a good process for everyone. So that was, you know, I do think it's important that we do point out that this was a rocky road to get here. We had to go to court. You talked about the process on Friday. You know, the council was informed on Saturday of the results, and we agreed to have this special meeting because this is such an important project to the city of Warwick and to council members that, you know, we want to see it go forward. But I just think that when new projects come before us, we need to make sure that when they come to the city council, when there's a recommendation, that the administration and the directors are confident in that, and that they know that they've checked all the boxes and it's ready for prime time when it comes before the council. So then the council can make a educated and informed decision. And we don't want to be in the practice of companies objecting and having to go to court and court injunctions and stuff like that. So that's all I want to say on this part. I'm comfortable where we are now. I'm glad that we got everybody in the room together. I'm glad that we have something before us this evening, but I did think it was important that we did talk about the process itself, how we got here, and that we're going to do better next time. So are there any other council members like to speak on the process? Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. President, excuse me, I'll yield the floor to the mayor, but would reserve my right to comment after. I would also like to make a motion to an exception to the council rules and allow for public comment.
Okay, right this time, I just want to talk about the process. Then okay. We'll get into all the motions as well. So, are there any other council members that like to speak about the process at this time, how we got here?
So Mr. President, I will be speaking about the process, but as I said, I'll yield the floor to the mayor.
Okay, I just want to give the opportunity to any other council members. Mayor Picozzi.
Okay, I'll be brief. The question is going to come up is why I wanted a special meeting, and I did this actually with the approval of council president. Instead of waiting 2 weeks, I can only answer that by saying every minute's crucial now. We're here a lot later than we wanted to. Construction season is coming up. The contractors have to secure this, the subcontractors, so they're available for this summer. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is it's a very long lead time on the specialized equipment. It has to be ordered. We have to get in on time. There's something going on with the regulations. Beta could speak better to that for the refrigerant. If we don't meet a deadline, it's going to be much more expensive. And also, part of this is being funded by ARPA dollars. There's a sunset on that. You know that we have to have the money spent by 25, to the end of the year 25. In this particular case, because we went back out to bid, we ended up being $500,000 lower than we were last week. That's a significant amount of money. I don't know what the final costs are going to be here, but there's going to be a lot of money left over. So we can't make that decision of how much to pull back from this project until far into the project. And we have to have enough time to reallocate that money to other projects with that deadline looming. So we need it, because if we have it left over, once we hit that deadline, it goes back to the federal government. None of us want that. So, you know, even 2 weeks, we don't want to waste. That's why we're here tonight. Did you want to add anything to that, Randy? Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, Councilman Lattiser, on process.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mayor. So I'm sure it's no surprise that I object to the process leading up to this meeting this evening. And I'm going to read off a sheet that I had printed up because it's a bit involved. And as you know, I've been complaining about the bid process for well over 2 years. Awarding to vendors that don't submit bids, awarding bids for things that don't add, no one checking the bid totals. And here we are with this mess where the city is being sued as a result of its bid process. First, the city throws out the low bidder and I guess thinks no one's gonna complain about that. Then the low bidder sues and things quickly change. I've never seen this type of thing occur in the 12 years I've been on the council. I've never seen where the administration requests and allows the bidders to rebid a bid without reposting it for rebid and doing it behind closed doors, and then has a bid opening without posting that either. This, in my opinion, is a very sloppy process. Where's the transparency with all of this? This bid was rushed through from the beginning. It was added to the last council meeting in the 11th hour to get it through. What's the big rush with this? You know, are there other commitments that are already made? I don't know, but I don't know what the rush is. Where is the emergency that qualified this for a special meeting in the first place? Without any consideration for the daily lives of the members of this council and the members of the public. I don't believe that this is an emergency where it raises to the level of qualifying for a special meeting. I don't understand why this couldn't wait 11 days and be heard at a regular council meeting. Now it's being dumped on the city council to fix the mess and the problems that arisen by throwing out the lowest bidder because they made mistakes, but yet condoning the mistakes that the high bidder made, and then the city gets sued. This defense doesn't make sense to me. We saved $500,000. Well, I beg to differ, because had the low bidder been awarded the bid in the first place, you wouldn't be talking about $500,000. The savings is actually $168,334. Now, that's not to say that's a drop in the bucket. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is in the years that I've been doing bidding processes, both doing bids and receiving bids. If a vendor ever came back to me 2 or 3 days later, after giving me a price to do my roof of $25,000 and said, Ed, no problem. I know that you're getting other bids. I'll do it for $10,000. To say I would be upset is putting it mildly. I wouldn't consider that as a great savings. I would say that, okay, I think you're charging me too much to start out with. If these two bidders get a second bite at the apple, why wasn't it publicly rebid like I had requested? Perhaps there may have been other companies that missed the bid deadline for whatever reason and perhaps would have bid, and maybe the savings would even be greater. In the past 2 years, I've personally requested items be rebid on numerous occasions, only to be told, oh, you can't do that. People already know what the bids are. That wouldn't be right. We're going to get sued. So here we are. How is it okay this time? And we can say, well, the two bidders, they agreed. That's part of my problem. How can they agree to rebid something when it's not reposted? And there isn't a public posting for the bid opening. It will be said that I voted for the rink. As I stated earlier, I voted no on the budget, which contained the rink in the first place. I did vote for the preliminary, or the monies for the preliminary reviews with limited information. That doesn't mean that I have to support this project now that I've had further research done. And not knowing what the costs are to maintain this over the years, who pays for the labor? What happens if the sponsors pull out? What's the cost of staffing this full time? Is there a 5-year or a 10-year business plan? Is there a means of support if there are no sponsors? We haven't maintained our ball fields, namely Mickey Stevens, which just recently came up again. And that's a perfect example. As far as I know, we're still sitting on $7 million that the voters approved for the Mickey Stevens complex going back to 2006. Now, granted, that goes back to prior administrations, but we're still sitting here today, and we haven't moved forward on that, and they have not been maintained. We've been dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into two ice rinks that we have now, and another $50,000 coming up at the very next council meeting for this ice rink. At a recent council meeting, the representative from DPW told us, or answered a question for Councilman Gebhardt, that it would cost about $10 million to replace the equipment in those two ice rinks. At the same meeting, we were told that the administration has to take $268,292 from the paving budget to pay for these additional repairs to the two ice rinks we have now. Where is all this money supposed to come from? Sure, we have $3 million in OPERA. We have $5 million from Senator Reid. Sure, we don't have to pay it back, but we do have to maintain this entire new facility in perpetuity. And I don't know where the money is supposed to come from and how the taxpayers are supposed to pay for it. So I disagree with the process leading us up to this point. I've never, ever seen an internal rebid without it being posted at the Secretary of State and publicly rebid. And for those reasons, Mr. President, I object to how we got here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And just now we're done with the process, so we're going to get into the actual thing here. Just a question to the solicitor. We are good to move forward, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely good to go forward. Everything that was done in court was done with all three parties represented by counsel, totally transparent. Everyone's signature around the court documents, everyone's signature around the letter that was sent out in terms of the rebidding, and this process and getting here for this evening is in order for this council to debate and decide whether or not the council wants to award the bid.
Thank you. So Mayor, you want to present we know why we're here. My question, let's start us off with, what was the difference in the bid? So what was the reduction?
Yeah, Councilman Lattice's numbers are way off. It's not a difference of $116,000. It's a difference of $503,000. It would have been a difference of $452,000 from Tower's bid from the last one to now. It's $500,000. It's not $116,000. That's how much we've spent, we've saved by rebidding like this. And we weren't...
Mayor... I'm having trouble here.
Yeah, we don't know how to turn the volume up, and we're afraid to screw something up. Yeah, I don't know. We might make it worse.
Mayor, you're good now when you speak right into the mic like I was told.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah. So, Mayor, the planning director, can you just tell us where those savings came from? What part of the project?
Lower bids. They came in approximately... Tom, do you remember the numbers of Francis?
Yeah, if you take the low bid of Tower the first time, it was $7,219,000. And you subtract from that the new low bid from Bentley, it's $6,715,666. So that's a difference of $503,334.
Tower's bid itself this time was lower by $452,000, approximately.
My question is, do you know where did those, quote, savings come from, or where were they able to find those from?
They sharpened the pencils. It's still the same project, still the same. They all have, all the unit prices were reconciled that day. And it wasn't behind closed doors. We were in a public meeting room.
You're comfortable. Everything is going to move forward the way that we originally.
I'm very comfortable. Both companies are great companies. We can't lose with either of these companies. And we did have 9 companies come to the pre-bids. I don't know if you know what that process is, but 7 walked away. They weren't interested. It's a very complicated project, and not a lot of companies can handle it. Both Bentley and Tower are very reputable companies. Bader Engineering did all their, we got them the other day, all their references and everything came back gold star. We're very comfortable with either company.
Okay. Any questions from members of the council for the administration? Then I would like to do is I will take the councilman made a motion. Then we can have individuals that are here, if they would like to speak, have an opportunity as well. So any questions, Councilman Sinapi?
Just I assume a minor one. The line item discrepancy is within Bentley bid, and it's only $200. I was just curious as to what that was referring to. Yeah, that's a mistake in their unit pricing as it added up to the lump sum.
Director, can you just identify yourself?
Oh, sorry. Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. But I don't have the unit prices with me. I didn't see where they made their mistake in their adding of their unit prices to derive the lump sum the second time around.
All right, but either way, worst case scenario, it's a difference of $200, and that's
right.
It.
All right. It's a simple mistake within their unit pricing adding to get to the lump sum.
That's what I said.
Any other questions, Councilman Sanabi? Any other questions for members of the council? Okay, Councilman Lannister, you were going to make a motion to suspend the rules so we can have...
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I make a motion to suspend the council rules to allow for public comment.
Do we have a second? Second by Councilwoman Travis. We'll do a roll call vote on that. Suspension of the rules to allow public comment. A yes vote is yes to allow public comment. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks? Oh, sorry. Mr. Sanabi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to suspend the rules.
Thank you. At this time, is there any individuals here that would like to speak on this project, either for or against, or just like to have their thoughts on the record? Mr. Funk, yeah, I don't, it's got to be green.
It's on. Perfect. It's on now. First of all, you know, thank you to the members of the council, Mayor Picozzi and his administration, the solicitor and his team for allowing us this opportunity to be here today. We appreciate the process. I just wanted to get up to clarify the question that Councilmember Sanabi had. This, again, it was agreed by both parties, was a lump sum bid. So that's what matters. That's the lowest bid, and that's all that matters. So the so-called whatever discrepancy they were talking about has no accounting for, you know, the lump sum bid totals. Once again, we stand by our lump sum bid, which is the lowest one, have the bid bond for that. So thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Okay. Is there any other questions or comments from members of the council? Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Is there a motion? Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Gephardt. It's been moved and seconded. Any questions or comments from members of the council? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action. Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Sanabi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 7 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Councilwoman Travis, would you like to make a motion to adjourn? Second by Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.